Bobby Bones.
Hey, y'all. Brothers and sisters.
Go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Good morning and welcome to Thursday's show. To all of you listeners, we appreciate you listening and all the studio for being here. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
Man, you know what? Let me say this, too. You guys are so conscientious.
Conscientious.
I may not be able to say it.
Who can say it, really?
Conscientious.
Somebody seriously
conscientious.
Say it.
Conscientious.
We're so conscientious.
I'm not trying it.
Yeah, you guys are conscientious.
Because there was an issue, because when I greet the listeners, I always say hi to them first. I say, hey, thank you for listening. And then I say, hi, studio. And everybody goes, hello. And you guys have been yelling so loud right into the microphone that's been popping people's speakers.
Yeah.
You're so conscientious that you guys lean back now when you yell. I notice things like that.
Like when Carrie Underwood sings a loud note, she puts that microphone back.
You're very much like Carrie Underwood.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Thank you.
Conscientious.
Don't
nailed
do it.
It.
Conscientious.
Conscientious.
Ah, no. I can't do it because I'm in the wrong warp. All right, here we go. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
Okay, now it's not like nobody's here.
Oh.
Yeah, we got to find the traffic.
Morning.
No, that's okay. No, Lunch, don't lower your level. Just kind of bad.
That's him whispering.
Lunch is doing this. Morning. Amy's mad. She lost some paperwork this morning.
Well, I'm not mad. I'm frustrated.
But you don't do paperwork. Your husband does the paperwork.
Yeah. But I mean, I have the files.
For your adoption?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So sometimes I do, especially if he's gone and he's trying to work on something and he just needs one little thing, like one little piece of information that's on one little piece of paper that's not in my file box.
So he needs one thing and you don't have it and you should.
Yeah, and I told him I had it because I thought I had it.
Do you need to go call him?
I mean, eventually this morning I'm going to have to.
Is he awake? Does he wake up this early?
Yeah, he's also on East Coast time right now, so he's already been up for a while working on stuff, you know?
What time do all your significant others wake up? Just around the room, because we all wake up early. I get up at 3.
Mm-hmm.
And if Lindsay is at my house, she gets up and cooks breakfast.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Hey, you're winning. are winning. Hashtag winning.
She wakes up, though. If she's not, she'll wake up at 5 anyway.
Man.
She'll start working out or whatever. She's not there. But if she knows I'm going to wake up, she'll wake up and she'll cook breakfast.
Yeah.
I just know that's not always going to be like this.
Hey, no, there's hope because I've been married for 10 years and my husband wakes up and makes me hot lemon water every morning.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, my wife cooks for me still, dude.
Are you lying?
No,
I'm serious.
She wakes up before you every morning?
No, not that.
I'm talking about the morning.
We're talking about work.
But lunch and nighttime, though.
No, morning. What time does she wake up?
6:45 with the kids. Usually Junior wakes everybody up.
Lunchbox?
I hope my wife listens back to this and listens to what your significant others do, because I want breakfast every morning because she doesn't get up till 7:30.
Whoa, that'd be amazing.
So, I mean, I'm just letting her know that if she wants to score points like Bobby's girlfriend, I mean...
There are no points.
Well, she...
No, dude, you scored.
You
That's
scored.
Pretty awesome.
What
That's
about
amazing.
Me?
Yeah, you definitely...
Yeah, hot lemon water.
Oh,
water.
Your husband, though, was in the military for so long?
I scored.
You definitely scored.
Thank
but I'm
you.
Saying, though, I feel like he's trained. He may never
he's
sleep.
Trained?
Like,
oh,
what?
Like he sleeps
Amy's
with
husband
one eye
may
open?
Never sleep.
Oh, stop.
Like, he's out fighting crime at night, and I believe it. Yeah.
No, y'all make him out to be something that he's uncomfortable with.
He's like Vin Diesel meets Jean-Claude Van Damme meets Brad Pitt.
Yeah, and
you
maybe
can't
some
say
Ryan
that,
Gosling.
People get
just a little drop of Gosling.
Sure.
Yeah.
No, you have to stop saying that because he feels bad when people meet him and then they're disappointed.
They shouldn't be.
Yeah, well, who's disappointed?
One time Ray was like, dude, I thought you looked like Vin Diesel. You don't look like Vin Diesel. Well, and my husband's like,
tell him we said thank you for listening.
Okay.
We appreciate that.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
Kids are awesome. 7-year-old Reese Russell is creating personalized baskets, deodorant, shaving cream, and he gives them to the members of St. Thomas homeless community. Wow. He raises money, he then makes it himself, and then passes them out. He's 7 years old.
Seven?
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I wasn't doing that at 7.
That's awesome. With all the help from the community, he's going to hit over 100 by Christmas Day, and that was his goal this year.
That's awesome.
So, Reese Russell, 7 years old, I see you. I see you!
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big Three Stories.
It's producer Ray, the man who authorities say is the face of the largest theft of financial data in U.S. history, has surrendered. The 2014 hack exposed the records of 83 million customers. In other news, Corpus Christi, Texas, they're telling residents do not use the tap water. There's chemicals in it. Only use bottled water until further notice. And finally, in weather news, temperatures are going to be 20 to 30 degrees below average in the northern U.S. and the northeast. Officials are warning people, be careful. The wind chill's a lot lower than the actual temperature says.
It's the Bobby Bones Show.
10 days till Christmas. How about that?
It's crazy.
Crazy. Eddie, are you guys done with family?
Yeah, I don't have my wife's gift done yet, but we're all done with family stuff.
You're making presents because you're spending all of your money on kids.
Yeah.
But what do you make your wife? Well, is it like a third grade project? Like, do you make like macaroni?
Like, it could be anything from like a painting to like a wooden jewelry box. Anything.
You can do that? You can make a wooden jewelry box?
Sure, I can do that.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm not going to do it this year, but.
I mean, I guess we all can do that. Yeah.
Do you have any idea what she's making you?
No, I don't.
That's interesting. I'm curious to know when we come back.
All right.
Because we're on this week, and we're on Monday and Tuesday of next week. And then, I don't know if we're going to be here Wednesday or not, but then we're out. And then we'll be back, and we'll see everybody later. But I want to know, just remember to make a note and tell me what you got.
I will. I'll write it down right now.
Because that really interests me.
Yeah.
And I already know what you got your kids, so
yeah,
we'll be able to talk
about
that later.
A whole list of stuff.
I know the big thing.
Yeah.
They're going to love it. Man. A life-size Hatchimal. They're going to love
that. No.
What? No?
No Hatchimals.
Oh. Did you know this? People say watch out for your Christmas tree, if you have a real one, for bugs. Because bugs get in, they're in real trees, and they spread through the house. They go through the carpet.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Yeah, and when your house is warm, they really come out. Like, if your house, if you warm it night, they come out, cause, and then they find warmer places.
What kind of bugs?
Bed bugs.
No, not bed bugs.
But never getting a real tree.
There was a whole article in Good Housekeeping that was like, don't get a real-life Christmas tree.
You frequent that Good Housekeeping or what?
I read a lot of magazines for good articles.
It's in his bathroom.
Hater in the house.
The Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
Time for your Thursday morning positivity. The segment's called Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good.
All right, so family's out. Caden is 8 years old. He's with his mom and the dog, and they're walking. The dog sees ducks. The dog chases the ducks. The mom chases the dog. Boom, they go into the lake. The 8-year-old has his cell phone on him, calls 911. He instructed them as to where they were. They found him and saved him just in time.
Wow.
An 8-year-old. Eddie, you have an 8-year-old?
Yeah. And we have a list on the refrigerator of what to do in case of emergency. And it says, like, we even have the whole phone thing there. It's 911. This is what you do. And this is.
Would he know to call 911 immediately?
Gosh, we've never put that to the test, man. I don't know. I hope we've tried to prepare him for it.
That's interesting. Well, Caden did. Everybody got out. And he said, I did good. They asked him, do you know what you did? He said, I did good.
Yes,
did good.
Amy, you're up.
Well, this is pretty cool. A bunch of 11-year-olds were sitting in class at their middle school, and a 6th grader started choking on a lollipop that had broken off its stick.
Oh.
But that's okay, because one quick-thinking classmate, this girl, she ran over to him, started giving him the Heimlich, and she said she learned how to do it from the posters in the nurse's office. So she just recalled the poster she saw, and she did it.
That's pretty cool.
And saved his life.
Lunchbox, you're up.
There was this off-duty firefighter. He went to grab something to eat. He walks in this restaurant, orders his food, and he notices all the people are acting kind of strange and weird. And he goes back to his training. He's like, man, that seems like carbon monoxide poisoning. He calls 911. 18 people taken to the hospital, saved all their lives because the restaurant was leaking carbon monoxide.
He just saw them reacting funny.
Wow.
Crazy, huh? Let me say this. It's a good news segment, so I'll say this. Lunchbox, your jacket, I love it. You look great today,
Yeah, dude, it looks cool.
No, you know what it is? Huh? It's ambiguous. That's the brand.
Okay.
I'm selling you. Got it at, what is that called? Burlington Coat Factory. Yeah. Pretty nice one.
Looks that's good. Awesome.
It does. I'm just saying it looks good.
But it's not really for warmth. That's the problem. It's more of a fashion statement.
And you made it, buddy.
Hey.
I like it. It looks good.
Huh?
You do look good. There you go.
I'm putting it up for you.
Oh, boy.
It's the Bobby Bones Show.
Hope things are good with you. Over to Amy in the corner. Let's do a skinny.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's the latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Amy's 30-second skinny.
So a new poll found America's favorite Christmas movie.
Christmas movie. Let me guess.
Mm-hmm.
American's favorite. I mean, old school would be Christmas Vacation.
That's old school.
Mid-school would be Elf. Charlie Brown Christmas, though, it still comes on.
That's really old school.
It's old school. Old school. Yeah. I'm talking it out.
Okay.
New school, though. Like, I don't think Home Alone's a Christmas movie in my mind. It's just a movie about a kid with bad parents. I'm going to go. My final answer is going to be the Red Ryder BB gun movie.
Mm-mm. You'll shoot your eye out.
That's a Christmas story.
Yeah, what's the answer? Is the black and white one that I always change?
Miracle on 34th
Street. Yeah, I always change that one. Yeah. Me too.
Nah, that one's
boring.
Dumb.
And then in second was It's a Wonderful Life.
That's a better one.
Everyone likes the
classics.
No, that's
the one.
No, It's a Wonderful Life is awesome. No, the angel comes back.
That's the one Bobby was talking
about.
Whenever
the angel gets his wings.
That one.
I'm not into that one so much. Oh. I don't like black and white stuff that much. Yeah, what else?
Okay, well, how about we move on to another poll of America's Favorite Christmas Carol.
Easy. Favorite Christmas carol? Oh, is that like when people go to Doors or just favorite song? Because it's different.
Well, they defined it as carol.
It is different.
Because if it's a Christmas carol, it's going to be the big one where it's like, we wish you a Merry Christmas. That's what Christmas carol is going to be.
All right.
For sure, if it's carol. If it's Christmas song, it's going to be I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas.
What?
Yeah, that's going to be the Christmas
song. Not Rudolph?
No, it's I'm telling you.
White Christmas.
It's going to be one of the two depending on where the list leans. Go ahead.
It says that Silent Night topped the poll.
Terrible list.
That's a jam.
Terrible list.
Silent Night.
That's a good song, too. That's a good song. That's a good one, but...
White Christmas was second, though.
It was?
Yeah, so you have the pulse a little bit,
man.
America.
Silent Night's good, though. Like, that's solid. Ah, it's a good one. Anything else?
Well... Yeah, there's tons of year-end lists. We're here all day.
We can do more. We'll do another one later.
Okay, I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Trenton, New Jersey. A 37-year-old officer has been suspended without pay because he kept pulling over ladies to ask them out on dates.
Oh, no.
Yeah, women between the ages of 20 and 35, he'd see them drive by and be like, oh, she was cute. Pull them over. Go up the window and be like, don't worry, you're not in trouble. Just want to know if you want to grab some dinner.
Oh, no. Oh. Every guy in here is going, wow, I wonder if that works. But it's not a good thing, but all of us are thinking the same thing. Like, I wonder what a success rate was. What do you think when he says that, Amy?
I don't know.
Like, it's kind of flattering, right?
I guess so.
No, he's wasting your time.
But what if you like him?
Well, then it was meant to be, I guess.
Yeah, I guess he didn't have a wife or
anything. No, he's not married or anything like that. Just looking for a date.
Looking for a date.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones Show.
So tonight, my girlfriend and I will exchange our Christmas presents together.
Okay. Early? Why? Why so early? Y'all are together on Christmas Day.
We are, but we'll be traveling, and she doesn't want to travel with whatever it is.
Oh.
And so I don't know what she got me, but we'll be doing it tonight.
Something big.
I'm telling you, though.
Oh, yeah. It's a pain to travel with big things.
Yep.
Like cars.
It's not a car.
You've been wanting a Jeep.
Wait, what, oh, you got, dude, it's a Jeep.
Yeah, oh, my gosh. You got Jeep. I heard you wanted to be a man.
She drives up. There's a big bow on it when I go home. No, it's not a car. I don't know because I don't have insurance on two cars.
Oh, good point.
My sedan is
That's
just fine.
Gift. All right.
What? I was doing a commercial with my friend Alan, who works at Crossroad Ford in Cary. It's outside of Raleigh. And so he was like, you know, we got a lot of trucks because they sell Fords there. And he said, and we've even got sedans for a guy like you, Bobby. It's like, wait, what? Like in the middle of the guy. I can't even
for
be.
For guys like you.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Like you fall into
Come on. A
special category of guys.
And for real men.
Come on.
I was driving my husband's truck yesterday, and a guy pulled up in this little VW car. And I got out, and he got out, and he's like, I'm jealous of your truck. And I was like, it's my husband.
Speaking of, Amy, you have to start parking between the lines in that truck.
That truck's huge, and you park terribly.
Yeah,
anyway,
so bad.
But different story.
Yes.
Okay.
Not
Someday.
The best part.
Hey, this is about Bobby's Christmas. So could her gift that you got her fit on an airplane?
The gift that I got her?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it could fit in a small box.
But what?
It could fit in your pocket.
Don't joke
oh
like
my
that.
Goodness.
Are you proposing?
Yeah.
Yes,
you never
Amy,
know.
He's proposing.
What I was willing to go and travel and take the gifts.
Okay.
Because so I have, it's three gifts for me.
Three?
Yeah, but they're all small. And for, I don't know what she's getting me, I don't know. But she was the one who was like, we can't travel with these. So I don't know. But we're doing it tonight.
Tell me we got her.
No.
I just say how much money did you spend?
I'll tell you tomorrow. No, we're not. We don't.
Yeah.
How much money did your bank account? Yeah.
No, how much money did you spend on the gifts?
No, I'm not talking. It doesn't matter. Gifts are not about the money spent.
Right.
And I already spent a lot on that trip.
Is that a gift? Are you gifting that to her? Is that the
Well, no, he's not making her pay for it.
Are you? Wait, you're not married. You got it's 50-50.
Oh, dude.
What is it called when you split? Dutch. Yeah, are you going Dutch?
I didn't feel like, because we are going on a trip. This is just the honest talk here. I didn't feel like I could say, let's go Dutch on the trip.
Oh, man.
I was going to go on a trip anyway. And so I was like, hey, I'm going to go.
You got a girlfriend.
You should. Yes. Then I got a girlfriend. I mean, then I got a girlfriend.
Yeah, you uplifted
it.
And then I was like, hey, let's just go. I'll pay for the trip.
Okay, oh. That's nice. And
but I never said that was part of the gift. I just hope it's understood. Okay. Right?
Yeah, that's super sweet of you.
But we have our thing, our gift exchange tonight.
Yeah.
And so.
Are you going to Facebook Live it?
No.
That'd be cool.
Got him. No.
Yeah, do that.
We're going to Bobby test it.
They'll both just Snapchat each other.
That's true.
Yes. Show. Starbucks conspiracy theory is that they spell your names wrong on purpose, so you take pictures of your cup, you put it on social media, and it's free advertising.
Genius.
Boom! That's my dirty. Lord! Isn't that crazy?
Creative.
You think that's real?
Genius. Could be.
That's smart.
That's next level stuff.
Uh-huh. Dang.
So, more and more people have been posting their misspelled name to social media. So now people are saying, Starbucks, they're really smart about what they're doing. And research does show that people are more prone to post their Starbucks cup if their name has been butchered. So now we're wondering if there's been a backroom deal like, all right, Vinny, when you go in at 6 today, if he says his name's Bill, you write down Krill.
Like it's part of training?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm.
Get online, take the course. That's what we have to do. We have to take these courses online all the time.
Oh, yeah, lots of
them. Those are tough.
No, they're not tough.
They always fail.
No, they are.
They're just time consuming.
They're never tough. They just take time.
Yeah. Well,
it's like if your boss walks up to you, should you A, greet them with a handshake, B, punch them in the face, or C, say a profanity? Right. It's they're, A, shake their hand and greet them.
Right.
Well, sometimes if they're a cool boss, you do the profanity.
No. No, don't.
You don't do that.
No. The Bobby Bones
Show. Let's go. These stories are amazing to me. Two men in Kentucky were busted. They were going to go rob a barbecue place. They butt dialed 911, and the operator heard them arguing whether or not they should go through with their plan of robbing that barbecue restaurant. Police were tracing it. They ran out. The guys were in the parking lot. They had masks in the car and everything.
Oh, my.
They were charged with public intoxication. They were inside the restaurant drinking before. But they butt dialed 911.
Yeah.
Like, what are the odds?
Slim.
Right.
Like, I don't know who that would really happen to, but I'm glad it did.
Now, you had your phase, Amy, of extreme couponing.
Yeah, I call it extreme. I went to a dumpster to get extra coupons because, you know, when you get the paper, you only get one set of coupons. But I read on this couponing blog that if you go to the recycle, like the dump, and go to the recycle section, everyone that has recycled their coupons, you can just take them, and it's like tons of free coupons.
So Amy would go to the dump. And
you have to climb inside, and it was awkward, horrible, and embarrassing. But
for a germaphobe like me, it was like the worst video I've ever seen.
It wasn't the trash. It was recycled.
It doesn't matter.
It's still pretty dirty.
Okay.
It's the dump. When you say you're climbing into something at the dump, it just doesn't sound good.
I know.
So here we go. A fight broke out at a Kroger in Memphis.
Oh, no.
Megan Wilson is the person in the story. She claims a man yelled at her and called her lots of names because she spent 22 minutes with her special binder.
Yep. That's why I couldn't do it anymore.
22 minutes.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's too long.
She claims
I had a binder.
She was attacked and she spilled her coffee on him. And that's what, I mean, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say this. I actually like coupons. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't use a lot of them in my life. Now, growing up, we used a ton of them.
Mm-hmm.
But we were never extreme couponers.
Right.
Extreme is like a competition. It's a reality show.
Mm-hmm.
It's if you're playing a game here. You're trying to buy 97 bottles of detergent so you're good for the next 3 years. You're spending $400 and you need to spend $8 so you're good for the next 3 years.
Right.
It's a thing.
Right, which is how I got lured in. I thought it could be my thing, but it's not my thing.
And you ended up spending way more money.
That my thing with it was, is I was taking too long in line, which was embarrassing. And my binder just wasn't organized like it should have been. And I ended up spending more money on things I would have never purchased, but I only bought it because I had a coupon.
10 minutes. Maximum time in the line.
Oh, that's being nice.
That's too long.
Still, yeah. If the cart is full, sometimes it'll take. I used to check, too. I used to be a checker.
Yeah.
If you're couponing, I can't hate on you. 10 minutes.
Max.
No, but there's times if you've got a coupon and the store has a triple coupon situation, you can end up getting stuff for free. It was amazing.
That's true. I love coupons, but what makes me mad, though, is I don't know where they do triple coupons because they show it on, like, the TV show and stuff. Wherever I shop, they don't do triple coupon anymore because I have never seen it anywhere.
I was in North Carolina back when I did this, and it was at Harris Teeter. We called it the Teat.
Nice.
All right. Bobby Bones. Our Cracker Barrel Christmas was yesterday, and it was just to avoid any of us spending a whole lot of money. So we all drew, we picked someone, and you had to go into a Cracker Barrel. This is a non-sponsored segment, by the way. And get something and give it to them. And so a lot of novelty gifts were given. The thing about Amy, we were given the same gift. Like, mine was so anticlimactic because I'd already seen that. And then I got this.
Sorry.
I got,
it wasn't sorry my about fault.
That. Yeah, well, you know, it just happens. But yeah. The big drama was Lunchbox on purpose.
Well, I went out on a limb.
No, you said yesterday you did it on purpose to be rude.
You know how many people like that chicken?
A lot.
A lot of people are like, that is so cool and such a nice looking chicken. And I thought it was a good piece of desk art.
You said yesterday you did it to be rude, so don't try to back your way out of
this. Well, I did.
And it's huge.
And it's huge. I mean, the chicken.
The size of a little person.
And so, and it's glass. So he buys more. He spends $80 on a big glass chicken.
I care about Morgan.
And he brings it. And during the gift-giving competition, Morgan lays in the chair, and it falls out of the chair and breaks. Right in the middle of the segment. So Lunchbox thinks she did it on purpose. Morgan started screaming she hates the chicken anyway. It was not a good look for anybody on the show yesterday.
And she said she was glad when it broke.
She did. It was a bad look for Morgan. It was a bad look. Yesterday, Morgan and Lunchbox, they had a little talk, whatever. Lunchbox took the chicken back.
Yeah.
And you try to get a refund.
Absolutely.
So you take it to Cracker Barrel. What happened?
I walk in. I go up to the register. And
you have it in two pieces?
I got it in the box, and I walk up, and the lady goes, can I help you? And I was like, yeah, I bought this yesterday, and I got home. By the time I got home, it was
you
broken.
You lied?
Oh, I didn't lie, because by the time I got home, it was broken.
Okay?
By the time I got was broken.
Okay.
And so we pull it out of the box. She goes, oh, that's badly broken. I was like, yeah. And she goes, that's a nice chicken. And I was like, yeah.
See?
And so she scans the receipt and doesn't. She's like, okay, yeah, hold on. Do you have your credit card with you? I'm like, yeah. And she goes, oh, hold on. It needs manager approval or whatever. So the manager comes over and goes, Lunchbox, we can't take this.
Oh, no.
The one time I don't want someone to be a huge fan of the show happens to be a huge fan of the show, and so Cracked Chicken got to go home with me, and I had to eat the money. So I didn't get a refund because old manager at Cracker Barrel loves the Bobby Bones show.
Let me ask you this question, because we had this last week, or maybe 2 weeks ago, whenever the recycling guy put an envelope, and he said, hey, if you want to send me a tip, you can. You said no, and then you got a flat tire. And you said, well, that's karma.
I was the karma police.
I believe you called them the karma gods.
Whatever, karma gods, karma police, whatever, gods of karma.
We'll call them the karma police. Yeah. We'll call them the song. Okay.
Okay.
So you then, as a token of mischievous token to Morgan.
Yeah.
You bought Morgan this chicken, and it broke, and you didn't get your money back.
Correct.
Karma police?
No, she broke it on purpose. That was her gift. It was in her ownership. Hey, I don't know, karma police or whatever. Maybe it was karma police for her having a bad attitude about the chicken. And they said, fine, you don't want it? Boop. And the chicken jumped off the chair.
Felt like, people are like, you deserve not to get a gift. It's not like I really got a gift. I wasn't taking that home. You know what I mean?
Dang!
So,
wow.
Like, you do understand it was Cracker Barrel Christmas.
I do.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Bobby Bones.
How do you feel about gift cards and getting them yourself, you?
I personally love them.
All right, I was reading the story this morning. We've talked about this a couple times. Americans are complicated with gift cards. I'm not a big fan of gift cards because I never use them.
That's a shame.
And I'll put them somewhere and then I'll forget.
Okay. Well, I can watch them for you.
But the kind I like, if I get a gift card, I like those Visa gift cards.
Right.
Those ones that are universal. Because I'd be like, okay, next time I go to this store, I'm going to use it. And then I lost it. And that's what happens. That's how the gift card places get you. Because you spend the money, and then like 27% of them, they say, don't even get used.
Yeah.
So they make all this money because only 75% of gift cards are getting used.
You want to know my favorite gift cards? Just, you know,
Victoria's Secret?
No. No. Of course.
Okay.
What? Right. Okay. I would say my top three would be Target, Amazon, Nordstrom. Bam. Yes.
Dang.
In
those
that
are
order.
Fine.
Hit me.
Amazon gift cards are awesome.
Yeah.
Because I bought a bunch of those with my credit card points.
Oh, yeah, you did. Yeah. Oh, so.
And I use those because I'm online. I'm logged in. Although they're like $5 a piece, and I bought a bunch of them, and they type in that number. And it's like, I'd almost pay $5 when I just type my number in for me.
Yeah, it's expensive.
The numbers are really long on the back. It's like X3J, X111123999. And you mess one up, sorry, did not accept it. Son of a gun. Got to go back and do it again. Morgan, our producer, went to the Brett Eldridge thing a couple nights ago. We didn't mention this. She took her new. Are you guys calling each other boyfriend now?
No.
Oh, mm.
She did it again yesterday.
Thank you.
Yeah, she did. I know she does.
Okay.
Nada saw them together. And your thoughts, Nada? You saw Morgan and her.
Yeah, I was at the event and they came together. They looked very cute. He was in a tux. It's like a black tie event. And she was in a dress, and I told her, I was like, I think you guys look cute together. But what I did notice was that they were sitting across from each other at the table, holding hands.
Oh.
And then at one point, he, like, they moved over and they did the whole, like, same side of the table thing. And they sat together on the same side.
You guys have known each other for how long?
3 weeks.
Oh. You know what?
He's probably like, dang, I get to go to this private Brett Eldridge party. Like Morgan, this is amazing.
Listen, let me just give you from experience of getting to do cool things.
Mm-hmm.
He gets to do cool nothing. Just live your life.
No, you got to give her the advice. Tell her the truth. That he may be using you for these cool things.
No, I don't think he's using
you. No.
I don't think he's using you. But I think the pot is definitely sweetened, and you should just... You should just live your life. Never mind. You get to do cool things.
I'll be careful.
You just need to know. I would just say in the beginning, make sure.
Yes, especially in the beginning.
Make sure how much you.
He's in it for the right reasons.
Treat mm-hmm. him to these types of events.
Well, I mean, so it was a really last minute thing. I asked him like the night before if he wanted to go.
No, he had his tux already ready. He saw that invitation.
He knew he saw it.
He had tux.
Yeah. Brett Eldridge sang Christmas songs. Morgan takes them. There's like 70 people. I didn't even get invited.
No, Morgan, and we're not, this isn't saying that it's because you're not beautiful and likable and can be totally into, because he's totally into you, but you just got to be careful how much you dangle all this out there.
I don't know if he's into you or not. I never met him. You won't bring him around me.
Well, don't make her, I just don't want her to make her feel like,
I'm not making her feel like anything.
I'm not either.
I had an off conversation with her. I was like, you have to watch out.
Yeah.
Because you have a cool job, and she was like, he doesn't even listen. I was like, that's not true. Whatever he tells you, that's not true.
No, he does listen, because he knew who I was.
Oh no!
Yeah. See, we all need to watch.
He knew her. I thought that's what she said. Is when they met, he knew he listened to the show.
She told me he didn't because he goes, "Wait, Amy's adopting or something like random
Maybe
like that."
Maybe he doesn't
he
listen.
Talked about some drama that happened literally 2 years ago, and I was like, "Okay, you listen a lot."
Maybe he doesn't listen, but he knows the show.
Two years ago.
What are you reading our book? I mean, there's right? no, how else do you know the show? Are you reading our iHeartRadio recap?
Hey, but it sounds like love, Morgan.
Hey, yep, we're rooting for you, Mark. Go get him, kid. Go get him, Mark. You got him.
It's the Bobby Bones Show.
Glad you're here. Over to Amy. Let's get that 30-second skinny.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's the latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Amy's 30-second skinny.
Time Magazine named the most influential fictional character of 2016.
That's interesting. That's a list.
It is.
Okay. Let me think. Fictional. Now, you could go like Disney if you're influencing kids. You could go Deadpool. You could go...
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go Deadpool.
Okay.
Anybody else want to throw something out there? Fictional. Because Frozen wasn't last year, though.
Right. Yeah. But the trolls or that Malawa.
But that was they're influential. Influential, though.
Okay.
What is it?
Pepe the Frog.
Who's Pepe the Frog?
Who is that?
Who?
Oh, I thought y'all would know.
No. I've never heard of that guy.
I was really hoping y'all would
and
know.
And I'm Mexican.
Well, and you have kids.
And I have kids. I've never heard of Pepe the Frog.
Lunch, Google
Somebody
it while
get
we
on
move
that.
On.
Yeah, because Pepe the Frog is followed by Barbie and then Deadpool.
Deadpool made
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Huh?
And then Barb from Stranger Things.
I know who it is. Ooh. It's a meme.
Pepe the Frog?
Yes.
No,
oh,
he's not.
Yeah.
It's like me and then inner me and then...
Mike, what's the Pepe meme?
It's like the sad frog.
It's like the cartoon drawn on a lily pad.
Well, yeah, okay. Pepe the Frog is a fictional character from Matt Fury's comic series Boys Club.
Cool. I don't even care anymore.
Well, that's what it was.
That's influential.
Well, I feel really out of touch right now because I didn't know.
You're
who
not.
It
you
was.
Don't know the meme. Once I thought about it, I was like, oh, I bet it's that frog. Okay, what else you got?
Okay, well, it's pretty influential.
That frog, obviously
Wait,
the, frog.
The frog.
But I meant that frog.
Okay,
whatever.
So if you're looking to like get an actor for a movie, I have your best bargain actor.
Best bargain.
Best bargain. And this is from Forbes. It's Hollywood's biggest bargain this year.
Miles Teller.
No.
Who?
Is he one of the magicians?
No, that's Penn Teller.
Penn Teller.
He was the guy that was in the drum movie.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody hates him, so
he's
like an awful person, but he's a good actor. Who?
Jonah Hill. I have the top three. Chris Evans, Chris Pratt, and Scarlett Johansson.
Okay, so it's all the superheroes.
More bang for your buck.
Because those movies do so big is why.
Oh.
Because that superhero brand does such a big thing. Yeah, all right.
Makes sense.
All right.
You're smart. I'm Amy. That's your 30 seconds skinny.
No, I said, oh, Pepe the Frog. That's probably that frog.
Nailed it.
Or the skunk, Pepe Le Pew.
That's a different one.
Yeah.
A lot of people like this song from Christian Bush. It's called Sing Along. I played it on the show last couple days. It stays in my head. I bet you that part that goes, oh, oh. Christian Bush of Sugarland, his new single. He's doing some solo stuff now. I hope my love song's bouncing around your heart and echoing in your head, just like we're at the start. Remembering what we said in the end, it doesn't matter who was right and who was wrong. So when you think about me, girl, I hope you sing along like, oh, 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 oh. That's a new Christian Bush called Sing Along there.
You knew every song on the radio, and how in the world did we ever go?
Coming up, a woman found out her brother was her fiance.
No.
What?
No.
Wait. She found out her fiance was her brother. Oh. Yeah. The other way is much worse. But she found out her fiance was her brother right in time. Uh-oh. I'll tell you about that in a minute. Hold on a minute. A woman who's getting married in 6 weeks finds out her fiance is actually her brother.
How does this happen?
Well, it's her soulmate. You know, she called him her soulmate. Mm-hmm. Basically, the woman on Reddit had an absentee dad and was raised by a single mom. And then her mom's parents, her grandparents. Her fiance was raised by his mother and stepdad. And while she was working on wedding invitations, her mother-in-law asked her if she could invite one more guest, her son's real dad. Are you guys following this?
Yes.
Yeah, kind of.
No, I'm following.
She showed the bride-to-be a picture of his real dad, and it was her dad, too.
No.
Dun, dun, dun.
Guys, this is American.
No.
That's what I'm saying.
That's funny, because you normally think it's somewhere
yes,
that we've never
been.
Yes,
it's like in Taiwan or Czechoslovakia or somewhere that you would never go in your life.
So but they didn't know each other growing up.
No.
So is it okay?
So there, well, and there
is love is love.
No, you guys are gonna have a tail. No.
They're only half brother and sister.
Right.
It does. Amy, stop.
No. Just kidding. I, as someone who has
break
a
it
half
down,
brother,
break it down from the pyramid.
Let me break it.
Because you were following it, they weren't.
I was following because I have a half brother. So I have a half brother and half sister. We share a dad, but we don't share moms.
Okay.
So, okay, so that's how they
each
are.
One with their own mom.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
So. I, in this situation, would be like, we share a dad, we're not getting married. I'm so sorry.
That's but if you're in love.
But no, like Fosh said.
I'm suddenly not.
Love is love.
I have a half brother.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know him. I've only met him online,
mm-hmm.
which is weird.
Really weird. He looks like you, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Except skater.
Okay.
He's like me, but cool. Yeah. It's like they took the same person. He took the cool road, and I took the nerd road. I have a half-brother. You have half-siblings?
I have half-brother, half-sister.
Anybody else have halves?
Not that I know of.
Okay. I have half. I have step. I also have double cousins.
This is crazy to me. This blows my mind.
No, not so much, though. It's
but listen
not that
to what
crazy.
Happened.
This is crazier than crazy.
Go ahead, Buns.
But before you put your Arkansas jokes out there, ha-ha.
Okay.
I'm proud that I'm from Arkansas.
It's not that crazy.
It's awesome.
My mom and her sister, two sisters, married two brothers.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And so...
No, it's not.
No.
It's you like you and your brother marrying a pair of sisters.
Yeah, yours was arranged, though.
No, it wasn't
arranged.
So all my cousins are all the same.
Yeah, they're all double cousins.
I have nobody we're not related to the same people.
That is kind of crazy, but the fact that they fell in love with brothers and sisters, not crazy.
Small town. Yeah. They ran together. I think it just happened.
Because you don't say it's crazy, but you don't know anybody else that has that.
Nada?
Yeah. Small town, big town, things happen. My dad is currently dating my sister's husband's grandma.
Wait, what?
This whole thing is like a lesson. What's that commercial you go to?
Oh, yeah. familytree.com.
Yeah.
Whatever that
is. Ancestry.
This is ancestor.com right here. Whatever. This will be the year of the Christmas chicken. Yesterday we had a gift giving experience, and Lunchbox went to Cracker Barrel. Got Morgan this big glass chicken. Beautiful chicken, let me say.
No.
And there's the chicken leg. It's huge. He spent $80 on this big glass chicken.
Like, as far as chickens go?
Yeah, best glass chicken I've ever seen in my life.
Quality.
And the chicken fell and broke. And Morgan was very ungrateful about it and was even on the air saying she was glad that it broke. And so, Morgan, anything you want to say after? Because in the moment, sometimes you say things. I've done it a million times. Sure. You're like, ooh, I wish I wouldn't have said that.
I think the kicker was Lunchbox said he purposefully got me a bad gift, and then I was just upset. But in retrospect, I should not have said those things. I'm not glad it broke, and I'm not glad that you lost your money on it. And I apologize, Lunchbox, for being such a brat.
Listen, here's the thing.
I just say it's okay.
No.
But you did say it.
No, it's cool. But she was a brat before I said I got it on purpose. That was like 20 minutes down the road. She was just like, I can't believe this. Da, da, da. And so then later on, I came back and said I did it on purpose. But I accept your apology. And, you know, maybe next year I'll get you a matching set.
Oh, another Christmas chicken.
Oh, it'd be terrible.
Hey, Morgan, did you read Facebook about you?
Oh.
Oh.
Don't go there. You haven't. Wow. Don't go there.
Don't go on there.
It's not good.
You want to hear something? I never look at Facebook because they're just mean. Facebook's mean. But luckily, Mike D's in my life.
I know, and he gave me
a page of Facebook comments.
Oh, let's hear them.
Yeah. Oh, no. Morgan, that was a legit beep move. I thought you were way better than that. Next year, I'd give you a legit bag of grilling coals. Beep.
Whoa.
Yeah. Here's another one. I'm disgusted with Morgan's behavior. She should be ashamed of herself. Even if it's a joke on LB's part, you don't destroy a gift someone bought you.
I didn't break it on purpose.
Jamie writes, Morgan is so ungrateful and then happy when she breaks the rooster.
Oh.
You didn't break the rooster, to be fair.
I did not.
You did put it in the chair and push the chair and walk out of the room. Yeah. Other than that, I would have loved to have had that rooster in her house, says Jamie.
Oh.
Do we still have the broken rooster? We should keep that in the studio.
Yeah.
Man. I can look. I don't know. I got it at the house, but it may be in the garbage can.
I can try to super glue that thing.
Yeah. Bring it back. The broken rooster needs to be in the studio.
For sure.
Fix it.
All right, but you're apologizing.
Yeah, I'm sorry. The Bobby Bones
Show. Let's go.
Eddie's son, Eddie Jr., gets to go watch Star Wars for free, that Rogue One movie.
What?
Yeah. Somebody in his class, some student, invited the entire class, I guess his parents, rented out the theater and invited the entire class.
Whoa.
Not just the students, though. Family members as well.
Whoa.
So guess who's going? This guy! Woo!
We don't really watch Star Wars, but it's still cool. You get to go to a theater.
Oh, totally. Yeah. A rented out theater?
Yeah.
Like, it's all mine?
I've never, like, been to one of those.
Me neither, dude. And so they said that any family member can go, siblings, whatever. So open invite to any of you guys if you guys want to come with us. Yeah, why not? I'll say your aunts and uncles or whatever.
All of us show up and Lunch has the broken chicken under his arm.
Yes.
Coming up in about 45 minutes, brand spanking new artist week, Russell Dickerson will come in.
I came to life when I first kissed you. The best me has his arms around you.
Going to sing that live in the studio about 45 minutes or so. Speaking of movies, Mike D, our phone answerer, has the top five movies of the year. He's seen them all, basically. Cartoons, mostly. Right, Mike D?
Pretty close, yeah.
All right, top five movies, according to you, at number five.
Arrival.
Oh, it's an alien movie. You do like your sci-fi. All right, number four.
Deadpool.
I like Deadpool. Number three.
Zootopia.
That's a good one.
Cartoon, yeah.
Yeah, it was my favorite of the year, for sure. Of the cartoons that I was forced to go see.
But you say that's all you get to see.
All cartoons.
As a dad.
Until they come out available for rent or whatever.
Number two.
Fantastic Beasts.
That's the Harry Potter kind of movie, yeah. And number one?
Captain America Civil War.
I didn't see that one. I don't like good guys fighting. It makes me feel uncomfortable.
It's still a good movie, though, but I agree with what you're saying.
I don't like good guys fighting.
I don't
like
any of those.
It's like when Amy and Eddie fight. I'm like, stop it. It makes me feel uncomfortable.
We never fight.
Sometimes you guys do get snippy with each other.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
It makes daddy and mommy fight.
Don't look at me like that, Amy.
I feel good. There's an Arctic blast moving eastward as we get closer to the weekend. Temperatures plunging even more. So we're going down to the teens in the Great Lakes, the Midwest, the Northeast. And all the big cities on the east are going to be like 10 degrees.
White Christmas?
I don't like it.
You don't?
Mm-mm. If anybody cares, I don't like it. I don't like cold weather. I'm out.
It hurts.
I mean, yeah, because cold weather hurts. Hot weather, you just sweat and it's gross. But cold weather like hurts your bones.
Yes. And like our listeners in Boston
are
crazy. Because that's just life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're like, another day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Wisconsin.
You bundle up, right? You make a fire.
No, I'm not built for that. I'm not built for that.
From Arkansas, man. I used to that stuff.
Well, we have weather, but we don't have that, man.
Weather.
That's true.
This is a Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
parents.
How do we feel about mouth kissing your kids? Do we feel good about it? Do we feel bad about it? Do we feel like it's just a parent's prerogative? Because that's where I fall on it. I'm like, how am I to tell you what you can and can't do with your kids? In some cultures, people kiss on the cheek. Some they don't. I'm not a parent, though. Eddie, I'm coming to you.
Yeah.
Here's the reason that's a story. Hillary Duff is getting a ton of backlash because there's a picture of her kissing her 4-year-old son on the lips. So, where do we fall on this? Eddie.
I'm with you, dude. It's up to you how you want to do it.
But do you do it?
My house? I'm not kissing my kid on the mouth. That's gross. No, I'm done. My wife, sometimes does it, and I'm not, don't do that. It's gross.
So, you don't like it?
No! Get it out of here.
Amy, coming over to you.
I feel like there's an age where I could see it happening, and then not.
What's that age?
17.
No, I mean, I don't really know that I'm into it, but I feel like I saw the picture of a 4-year-old. I feel like that's fine. But then if it's once they're older, it's just not fine.
Where would you draw the line? Give me your line.
Okay, fine. I'll draw the line at a cute, adorable 7 years old.
Seven. Ooh. Wow.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing about Lunchbox. I know that Lunchbox is 35 and still kisses his parents on the mouth.
Yes, gross. He does.
He still kisses dad on the lips.
Absolutely.
No, you do not.
Yes, he does. Dad. His parents have confirmed
it. Can you visualize this?
Listen.
No, I don't want to.
Listen, I am 35 years old, and I am comfortable being a man and kissing my parents on the lips. Next time I see my parents, I will kiss them on the lips, and the time after that, I will kiss them on the lips.
Okay. I know this.
Yeah, I kiss them on the lips. I kiss my grandma on the lips.
Eddie,
I don't know this. And how long do you kiss them on the lips? For how long?
For half a second. Eddie, it's not like... Eddie, I know you're trying to make it gross. It's just a sign of affection, and it's
between you kiss your dad on the lips.
I kiss my father, my dad, whatever you want to call him.
Same person.
Papa on the lips.
Papa. Don't say Papa.
I'm saying whoever does.
Don't say Papa.
No. Poppy kiss.
So do you go, you just kiss your dad, then kiss your mom on the lips, then kiss your grandma on the order?
Well, yeah, if they're all there or whoever's
brother
first.
Brother or sister?
You kiss your brother on the lips.
No, I don't kiss my brother or sister.
Because that'd be weird.
Ever?
I don't even tell my brother or sister I love them.
Oh, wow. Why?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's so weird.
It's trying to take a dark turn,
right?
No. But I kissed my parents on the lips, and I saw Hillary Duff's photo, and I didn't see anything wrong with it. It's just her. It's her 4-year-old son, and people are freaking out, and they need to get a life.
Yeah,
I feel like people are being wrongly rude to her.
I
it's
agree.
Her kid.
And
she can
me.
Do what she wants. You too. Eddie's laughing at you.
Oh, I think it's so funny, dude. Just picturing you kissing your dad. That's crazy. That's
Lunchbox, crazy. I just say you be you, buddy.
Take
a picture next time.
Eddie. Yeah, do a selfie. Do a kissing selfie. A kissing selfie.
Oh, my goodness. This is a
Bobby Bones. Over on Instagram, I'm Mr. Bobby Bones. Mike D just handed me this list, my top 5 Instagram posts of 2016. You're going to notice a theme here. By the way, number 5 is Eddie and the Tim McGraw the pose on my car.
Oh, the car wash.
Number 5 is Eddie.
Nice.
We had a contest. Number 4, Bobby and Lindsay on the CMA red carpet. Number 3, Bobby and Lindsay at the World Series. Number 2, Bobby and Lindsay in funny hats. Number 1, Bobby and Lindsay's special friend announcement.
Oh.
Interesting.
I see no theme.
No theme at all.
Oh, boy.
That special friend announcement, that was huge.
Yeah.
I mean, I even liked that one, I think. Like a heart.
I'm not a big liker. Do you know now you can like comments on people's Facebook?
Yeah.
It just started.
That's cool.
Instagram.
Yeah, whatever. Same thing to me. Everything's the same.
You know it's not. It's only released for people who are verified, so we don't have it.
Oh, the common folk don't have that?
Yeah, no.
We, as in everyone but Bobby.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought everybody had it. I was on my phone.
I don't think I'm verified. I don't have it.
Are you verified?
On Instagram?
Yeah.
Nah.
Should be.
Does that mean I have a blue check?
In my heart, you got a blue check.
Yeah, mine
How
too.
Do you do that?
I'm not, but I have the
blue
likes.
Check people.
Do you?
You did?
1-800-BLUE-CHECK.
I think it's The Bobby
Bones Show. All right, brand spanking new Artist Week, and Russell Dickerson is here. And Russell, you're a tall fella. How tall are you?
6'4", man.
Oh, wow.
Big, you know, arm wrestle?
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
I saw Brett
Eldridge.
Hey.
What?
But I am left-handed. So it would be even.
Oh, we might
I'm
have
just
to
saying.
Do this.
Yeah.
Why in the world would I arm wrestle someone to make it even? He's stronger in his left arm.
No.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I was just kidding. You're a big dude. Russell Dickerson is here. And so we've never met until today. You actually walked in the room.
Yeah.
So I don't know much about you on purpose. So when I was doing this, I was just finding artists that I thought sounded really cool. And you have a song called Yours. I'm just going to play a little hook of Yours real quick.
I came to life when I first kissed you. The best me has his arms around you. You make me better than I was before. Thank God I'm yours.
So someone turned me on to the song. I was like, that's a really good song.
Thanks,
and that's
man.
How you got here. Someone was like, hey, you should check this out.
Yeah, heck yeah.
So tell me about you. Where are you from?
Been in Nashville since I was 10 years old.
Oh, so it's home for
yeah.
you.
Yeah, wow. So since fifth grade.
That's what I was going to ask. What yep. grade did you
fifth
move
Fifth grade.
So you've been around a lot of music for a long time.
Yeah, lots of different styles of music, too. Like, anyone not in Nashville is like, oh, Music City, USA, country music. But growing up in Nashville, I mean, the kids, they listen to everything. So that's what I was raised around, is everything.
Did you see anybody cool as a kid? And just it was just normal because you were in Nashville? Like, some of these kids grew up with the country stars and really had no idea.
Yeah. I mean, I remember seeing, like, Taylor Swift at the Green Hills Mall.
Really?
And just, like...
Before she blew up or after?
Like, right around, like, album 2, you know? Before she was, like, really becoming, like, worldwide. And I was just, like, frozen. That's what's cool about Nashville.
Playing a piano once in front of the radio station by herself.
Well, she was playing it for the... program director trying to probably get him to play Tim McGraw. Like
nobody was
even playing it yet.
Dang.
And we were in Austin and Amy walked out and Taylor Swift, she didn't.
This was probably like 12 years ago, maybe.
Mm-hmm. And Taylor's on the piano playing it for a radio guy.
Yeah.
And trying to convince him to play her song on the air.
Yeah.
And he didn't. And he got fired. Yeah. Next thing you know. Russell Dickerson is here. And so you went to college, went to Belmont University.
Belmont University.
Did you study music?
I did. I studied commercial voice performance. Very specifically.
So you sang with other great singers.
Yeah.
Who was in your class that's now that we would know? Anyone you can think of?
I went there with Greg Bates. Yeah, I mean, there was a couple American Idol people, but...
Ah, now we're talking. Clay Aiken? Oh, no, not Clay Aiken.
Clay Aiken from season...
Sundance Head? No? Dang.
Oh.
Ruben Studdard?
Rubens, I was about to say
Come
Ruben
on!
Taylor Hicks?
Oh. Yeah. All right, Russell, we're going to have you have your guitar, so let's play a little something here. We're going to play a little, but I want to have you play it, too.
Okay.
I want to hear from your mouth. This is yours.
I came to life when I first kissed you. The best me has his arms around you.
Like, I heard that. You were in a studio. You recorded that. It sounds good.
Yeah, man.
Let me hear it from you.
Perfect.
All right. Russell Dickerson is here. This is a new song you can download called Yours. Let's hear what you got.
I was a boat stuck in a bottle that never got the chance to touch the sea. Just forgot on the ship, no wind in the sails, going nowhere with no one but me. And I was 1 in 100 billion, a burnout star in a galaxy. Just lost in the sky, wondering why everyone else shines out but me. But I came to life when I first kissed you. The best me has his arms around you. You make me better than I was before. Thank God I'm yours. Oh, yeah. I was a worn out set of shoes, just wandering the city street. Another face in the crowd, head looking down, lost in the sound of a lonely melody. Empty pockets at a roulette, always landing on a lost bet. And just live for the spin and hope for the win. Go all in just to lose again. But I came to life when I first kissed you. The best me has his arms around you. You make me better than I was before. Thank God I'm yours. The worst me is just a long gone memory. You put a new heartbeat inside of me. You make me better than I was before. Thank God I'm yours. Thank God I'm yours. Thank God I'm yours.
Russell Dickerson, that song's called Yours.
I came to life when I first kissed you. The best me has his arms around you. You make me better than I was before. Thank God.
Nice work, dude.
Thanks, man.
Feel good?
Dude, I feel great.
If people want to find you, what's your Twitter and Instagram? It's like, that's rustled.
It's rustled.
Like you got
as
rustled.
In getting rustled, yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. I like thought, the Bobby Bones Show, just got rustled.
I know, just got boned.
I just got boned.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, no, let's not do that.
He got boned.
I just got boned.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he just got rustled.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I
just
like
let
it.
That, let that sit.
I'm totally
let
into
that
you.
Sit in your soul first.
Okay. We rustled until we, never mind.
I came to life and I first
Russell Dickerson.
You, the best me has his arms around.
You can download this song called Yours. Really good to see you, man.
Man, thank you for having me,
yeah,
bro. I'm honored awesome. To be here, seriously.
I want you to beat me up. He's a big dude.
That's yeah, that's true.
What's up with all you dudes being big?
Tall.
I'm over it. Like, in real world, stuff. I'm kind of a big guy. I'm 6 foot tall. Yeah. You know, I'm tall. Like, but now in this world,
Bobby,
I'm not.
But you're also like the in this incredible shrinking man, too.
What are you trying to say?
Bobby, you're the one that's trying to get all skinny and get as tiny as you possibly can be.
But I'm still tall.
I see you working out, though.
He works out hard. I'm not saying he doesn't have muscles, but he's
apparently,
on this, like,
I'm the incredible shrinking man, yeah. Russell. I don't know what that means, but I felt it was kind of rude.
No.
Wait, but, you know what? I'm telling you your words.
Russell, whatever. I just want to be yours.
Bro.
All right, download Yours. Russell Dickerson, good to see you, bud.
Dude, honored to be here, man.
All right, we'll be back in a second.
Come on, Bobby Bones Show.
Eddie's been taking his son and trying to teach him basketball. Not effectively, apparently.
Yeah, well, he's already in the league, and they're about halfway in the season. And so I've just kind of been taking him to the Y and working on some things that I've been watching at his games. And apparently the coach gave him some opposing advice. And so Junior says he's confused. Like, do I listen to coach or do I listen to daddy?
Uh-oh.
What do you say?
And so, I mean, dude, it was one of those where I just had to be like, you know what? Just listen to your coach. I'm going to stop taking it to the Y. Just,
wow. What if you get the coach's moves and work with him on those moves?
It was just one thing that we both, I guess, disagreed on. And I'm not a basketball player. Like, I ball a little bit, no, but I'm not.
Stop.
But I told him when he's dribbling, he's got to see, he like bends over like hunchback and starts dribbling. He stares at the ball when he dribbles down the court. And I said, hey, stand up a little straighter, dribble, and keep your eyes on the players so you know where you're going or where you need to pass next to or whatever. And so the coach says that he's got to stay low so they don't steal the ball from him. Where I think we're both a little bit right. But I don't want to confuse.
Oh, boy.
Well, what do you guys think?
I don't know. I haven't seen your kid play. I think it depends what level they are, what skill level they are, too.
I mean, it's the low level. They're
okay.
Kids.
Then I would agree with the coach.
Yeah, I'm going to defer to the coach.
And that's kind of what I said. Like, I just, like, even if I think I'm right, I just have to go with the coach. He's the coach, and he's going to listen to him anyway.
Well, sorry about that.
It hurt my feelings a little bit. When dad has to kind of step back and say, you know, leave it to the professionals.
Yeah.
He probably doesn't think you're as cool. Like manly dad anymore.
Of course not.
Does he think you're manly dad though? Like sports dad?
Yeah. I watch sports every weekend. Like he thinks that's my thing.
Yeah.
he thinks.
There's a teen Chick-fil-A worker. Person took a picture of him working in a neck brace and an arm sling.
Oh, this is cool.
Yeah, right? And so it goes up. They put up a GoFundMe page and he raised over $10,000 they did for him. Well, he had been working because, one, he needs the money, and two, he was working to feed the homeless. And his story got out, and so people funded him.
Yeah, like he probably wouldn't have likely been back at work so quickly, but the guy, that was ordering his meal was like, why are you working? You look in pain. He's like, well, I need the money, plus I'm trying to fund this bunch of these homeless meals.
Boom.
People. Bam.
They put it on Facebook, $10,000, wow. Right to him. Why do you look angry?
Man. Okay, this didn't tell me something good, right?
No.
This didn't tell me something
You never
good?
Want to start a segment with, listen, this ain't telling me something good, right?
No,
I can go in, right? Go
but
ahead.
It is Could, good.
Was he really in a car wreck? Did we do our research, or did he just throw a sling on and get some sympathy?
Well, his buddy put the GoFundMe page up.
No, a random customer in line put it up. Customer, check out.
You smell some fishy lunchbox?
I don't. I think the news would have sniffed it out otherwise.
Yeah, no.
That's true. Maybe they did their research and hopefully he said, my pleasure.
Chick-fil-A.
That's
like,
what I say, my pleasure.
Everybody that works at Chick-fil-A is
awesome. They gave him $10,000. Thank you. My pleasure. That's good. Good lunchbox.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, y'all. Brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Top 20 trending shows from the year. Okay? I have them. We'll do this elimination style. Ugh. We'll see how long you guys can last. Now, these are just shows that people tweet about.
Okay.
So, hashtags. trending shows of the year, the top 20. Let's go to everybody. If you're listening in your car right now or on iHeartRadio, think of the show that you would guess. Top 20 trending shows. Don't be writing a bunch down. One at a time. Here we go.
All right.
Amy, you're up.
Stranger Things.
Stranger Things makes the list at number 17.
Oh, wow.
You are still in the game. Go ahead, Lunchbox. You're up.
That's easy. Walking Dead.
Walking Dead. Number 2 overall.
You're welcome.
Nice work. Thank you. Eddie.
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones is the number 7. Correct. Amy.
This Is Us.
This Is Us at number 5.
Good one.
Dang.
Wow. That's strong. There you go. Lunchbox.
Man, you guys watch all the cool shows, so I'll say that Black Mirror, that's the one you watch? Black Mirror?
Black Mirror at number 8.
Yeah. Oh,
really?
Wow. Yeah, Eddie.
Designated Survivor.
Designated Survivor.
That should be up there in the 5 area.
It's not there.
You're out.
What?
Out of the game. Amy.
Fuller House.
That's a weird one.
Well,
good guess.
Popular.
I mean, like, who watches that?
Well, I
like,
don't know, but I thought
hashtag. I did, like, in January.
I watched, like, 3 episodes.
Nobody
I
think was
that, I thought that was a good guess,
thank
Amy.
Thank you.
Oh.
I guess it wasn't. List, it's not on the list. Got it. I lost.
I didn't watch that. No. I just don't see people that are tweeting a lot watching Fuller House.
I just thought that people were excited about it coming back.
Yeah.
I'm not
yeah.
saying I've seen every episode.
I'm sorry if I jumped on you.
It's okay. Yeah.
Come on, guys. Merry Christmas.
I mean, Lunchbox, you gotta hit it to win.
Yeah, this one, I feel like none of us watch it, but it's popular. The Voice. Because you got a hashtag to save the people. So The Voice, it's probably about number 16.
What? Wow. You're back in the game, Amy.
Oh, man.
Scandal.
Scandal if it's on there.
What?
Yeah. All right, let me think. What new show?
Number one hasn't been said yet.
I know, number one has not been said yet.
The number one trending show. Go ahead.
I don't know if this is considered a show.
Oh, okay.
What? Your FaceTime.
Forrest Gump.
No. I Muppet was baby. Going to say Making a Murderer, but I don't know if that's a show.
Oh.
Making a Murderer.
Yeah, I don't know if you consider that a show.
Oh, the Netflix.
All right.
Wait, Amy's back in.
No,
one more time.
It's sudden death. Go.
Full
Eddie,
House.
You're back in.
Modern Family.
Yeah.
Empire.
Westworld.
Westworld number
yeah!
one.
Yeah! 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 That's me.
And okay. give it and bring it in. You want a glass chicken? Bring him a chicken.
Go! 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 Go!
What?
He wants his song.
Oh, your song. But that wasn't a good win.
It's a win.
Oh, true.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody.
And they stay there!
Yes, Amy.
So, like, I get that that's trending number one.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel really out of touch because I only heard of that show like a week ago.
But we didn't watch Mr. Robot until season 2. So we're not super cool. We're just kind of cool.
Is Mr. Robot on there?
I don't know. It's a long list. Hairspray Live.
Oh, yeah. That just happened, though.
Gilmore Girls.
Oh.
Okay, that's on there, but Fuller House is it?
Gilmore Girls. I thought that was over.
It's a new season. Oh, my
yeah.
goodness. But so did Full House.
Gotham, Fuller House.
No Empire.
It's on there?
No, I'm just kidding.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Thanks again to Russell Dickerson, who came by, our brand spanking new artist today, as he performed this song called Yours.
But I came to life when I first kissed you. The best me has his arms around you.
Appreciate that. You can see that at bobbybones.com. We'd love for you to do that. Tomorrow, Kim Page comes by. Now, Kim is a girl I just saw perform one time, do one song at a random songwriter's round, and I was like, gotta come up to the show. So we'll see how it goes. I just like to go places, and I'm like, come on up.
Yeah.
It's like Price is Right of country music. Come on down. We're gonna go. Thank you for hanging in the studio today. Amy, fantastic job.
Oh, thank
Lunchbox,
you.
Lunchbox, fantastic
you
job.
Thank you.
Sorry about your chicken. Eddie, fantastic
hey,
job.
Hey, thanks, Bones.
You're welcome, buddy. We're going to go. We'll catch you guys on Thursday's show. Have a great Friday's show. Wait, hold on. Friday's show. Tomorrow's a dance party. Wait, go ahead. Yes.
Fantastic job.
No, stupendous job.
Wait, what?
Sorry. Never mind.
Yeah, you did excellent work
you
today, Bobby.
Stupendous.
Thank you.
Stupendous.
Did I host the crap out of this show?
Yeah, you did.
That's what I'm talking about, mother. Hanging out with the Bobby Bones Show.